Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning, wherever you are listening in to Radio Africa. We want to thank you for tuning in again for another episode, another series. We speak up with Ade. I'm your host, Ade. Last week, we were able to unpack quite a lot of things. You know, our topic for last week was the boy inside the man. And I did receive quite a lot of number of feedbacks, email, texts, and, you know, quite a lot of people were really excited and happy to hear someone finally, you know, discussing what a lot of people have challenges, you know, to talk about, you know. One of the four key things that we were able to take away, you know, from last week was, you know, the silence we inherited, the wound that never had a name, the role you were given before you could choose it, the love you needed but never received. That last point was quite, you know, personal to myself. If you guys remember, I did say it was relatable to me in the sense that I fit in into that love. And don't get me wrong, I did receive a lot of love from my parents. But there was a key word in that was more of, you know, to receive a consistent love is different. And I can remember back then, I think this will go back in, 1996? You know, we all know how Nigeria situation and economy was then. So my parents had to leave Nigeria, and I was, 10 years old at that time. And you can imagine growing up with your grandma, and I'm sure a lot of us can relate to that. I was the only child with my grandma for about, 5 years. And trust me, she gave me everything I wanted. So I did receive the love. But I think there was something that actually did to me that I wouldn't say affect me, but I would say made a bit of impact in how I see life. Because then I was in boarding school, you know, at the age of 10, you know. I quickly grew in terms of, you know, being responsible, being the only child for, you know, for some time before my siblings came. And I had to grow up without my parents present in my life as of that time. And that kind of did quite a lot to me, you know, growing up and having to relate with people. I tend to want to just be alone, do my things, make decisions on my own. And this did actually affect me in my relationship as well, you know, whereby I just do things when I feel like I need to do it. Or if I feel like, listen, this is what is good for me, I'll do it. So, will I say it was a bad impact? Well, you can say that, but I think all these things can still be unlearned. If you remember what I said or what we discussed that first on our first episode, everything that we learn can actually still be unlearned. And I've been trying my best to, you know, not allow that to actually affect, you know, my life or moving forward. And I don't want to pass that on to, you know, my kids. So I do my best in as much as, you know, my kids don't live with me, but I make sure I'm consistent in their life. I make sure I'm involved in every single decision. I make sure they are, you know, involved in everything, and I'm involved in everything they get into. So this we can actually, you know, unlearn, you know, all the stuff that happened to us in the past, you know. Some, you know, it wasn't planned, and it just happened. And I much love to my parents because they did their best. I mean, I wouldn't be who I am today without them. You know, positively, you know, they saw me through uni, high school, paid for everything, you know, so they did an amazing job. So kudos to them, and I always love them, you know, but it did, you know, their absence in my life did affect, you know, me personally as a person. And ever since I realized this, I've been trying to make sure, you know, I don't pass this on to my, you know, children. I want to be involved in their life, you know. So now that leads me to the topic of today, you know, relating to anger. It's not the only emotion. There are quite a lot of emotions that, you know, we go through as men, you know, but we try to find a way to, you know, just not talk about it or pretend it doesn't happen. But when we come back from, you know, the break, we will, you know, get into the actual topic of today. So I'll leave you with this song by Burna Boy, Yeah, and then when we come back, we'll deep in into our topic of today.
This one I better do with the jabada. Me, I no get time, I did da bada. Dada cover my face, calling me la bada. Biggie man, we know the way I bada.
Tell me, my nigga, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, take your time, ride the whip. I no fit, die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, the garden, ride the whip. I no fit, die for nothing. Make you no say anything when you do, they must comment it.
I can't come and keep myself.
So anything when they do, I they try to they do on my way.
I can't come and keep myself.
Plenty so far we face. Just to make sure money day. But my people then go say, I know one buy, I know one die, I know one payment. I want enjoy, I want job life, I want buy motor, I want build house, I still want donor.
Tell me, my nigga, what's it come? G-Wagon. All the Bentley, the Galchem, ride the whip, I no fit, die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, the Galchem, ride the whip, I no fit,
Different things them happening, schemes and packaging. In a one night four shows I'm juggling. Flow like the ocean, my boat I'm paddling. Sharashin Appella, that's my bro, my family. Frozen dreams. When it comes to money I dey concentrate. Make I tell you straight, you are not my mate. If you be commission, I be head of state. But my people then go say I know one buy, I know one die, I know one payment. I want enjoy, I want job life, I want buy motor, I want build house, I still want donor.
Tell me, Monica, what's it come? G-Wagon, all depend. Pick your gem, ride the whip. I know feet, die for nothing. Monica, what's it come? G-Wagon, all depend. The garden, ride the whip. I know feet, die for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome back. That was Burna Boy with Ye and Daniel D'Angelo with Drive You Insane. I'm sure a lot of you are wondering, what is Ade up to tonight? That song by Daniel, it's more about someone that is expressing his pain through anger, you know, because most men, you know, believes most the best way, you know, to express themselves is through anger, because they believe that the pain is the only acceptable emotion that, you know, the society can accept, or, you know, people around them can accept. Because my understanding is there is always something underneath that word anger, and most of it comes from a place of pain. And a lot of us have this pain within us that we find difficult to actually talk about. We find it difficult to actually express this, and we tend to, you know, lash out with anger, you know, when we're dealing with things, or we're dealing with friends, we work. And this is something that, you know, we need to find a place within us to actually, you know, express ourselves out, be able to talk about it, you know, whatever pain you're going through. I don't think you should handle it alone. You should deal with it alone. I don't think so. I think it's best to look for solution, or to look for help, or to search for help, you know, among friends, among family, you know, even if it's a professional help, you know, because we shouldn't be carrying this pain alone. Because what we end up doing is displaying this anger in us that affects people around us, that costs people around us pain. So there's no point of us, you know, transferring this anger, or this pain, shall I say, to the people that loves us, or to the people that care about us. If you ask most men, you know, what are the emotion, like, if I ask you men right now, or anyone listening right now, to list at least three, you know, emotion, most people will just tell you happiness, anger, and maybe they'll tell you, oh yeah, I'm fine. There's quite a lot of, you know, emotions that, you know, we deal with as men. There are a lot of emotions we deals with that we tend not to speak about. I've been able to, you know, pull out a couple of, you know, some core emotions, you know, that I feel, you know, we need to find a way to deal with it, and not, you know, base it on just anger. So one of the core, some of the core emotions are happiness, sadness, fear, anger, disgust, surprise. You know, these are like the core ones that a lot of people actually talk about, and, you know, they tend to, you know, see it as something that is common, something that, oh yeah, the society will accept it and understand it. You know, when you're happy, everybody will say it. When you're sad, you know, they know you're just in your own little box, and, you know, not talking to anyone. When you're scared, you know, or when you're disgusted about certain things or certain situation, or when you're surprised. These are just like the normal core emotions, you know, that in you know, just to let, you know, the listeners to know that these are just mere emotion. They are deep, complex emotions that, you know, we tend to kind of like not talk about. One of it is love and connection. Now, this deals with affection. It deals with adoration, longing, and empathy. Now, for me, a lot of people have, you know, disconnect from this love and connection to the point whereby they don't even know how to show affection to their fellow men. They don't know how to show affection to their fellow, to their kids. They don't know how to show affection to their, you know, colleague. They don't know how to show affection to their wife, their parents, you know. Some people find it difficult to, you know, show empathy. And this to me is something that we need to start, you know, to connect with, you know. So the second one is anticipation. You know, a lot of us, you know, have this curiosity in us. We have this eagerness and inspiration, and we tend to disconnect from it. You know, if you know, maybe you have this eagerness to start a project, for example, and something happened along the line and you feel disappointed, it's okay. You can always start all over again. Don't give up and, you know, start, you know, putting yourself down or making yourself feel as if, you know, you've missed out on the price of the world. No. There is always things for you to do. There's, you know, to pick yourself up again and, you know, carry on the journey. There's an adage in Yoruba that says, when a child falls, he or she looks back, but when an adult falls down, he actually looks front to see where he or she is going. So, you know, having this anticipation, you know, is a good thing, you know, to be eager, to be inspired about, you know, certain things. But if you have any shortcomings, that's not the end of the world. You shouldn't give up. You should continue to, you know, press forward, pick yourself up again. Now, I know this next one, a lot of men don't actually want to talk about it, is vulnerability. You know, a lot of us feel, you know, guilty about certain things. We feel embarrassed. You know, this shame, you don't want it. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing wrong in you being vulnerable. That doesn't mean you're a bad person. That doesn't mean, you know, if you have done anything wrong, the first thing is to first, you know, accept your what you've done wrong. You know, remember when we have the acronym of MAN, is to manage your emotion, to accept responsibility, that will help you to navigate through life. So once you know you've done something wrong that you're guilty of, or you feel embarrassed about, don't worry about it. Don't worry. You know, you can always pick yourself up. Don't now, because of that, you know, get in that state of hiding yourself, or, you know, being in isolation. No, that's not the end of the world. And the next one, and the final one before we go on a break, is distress and stress. Now, this, a lot of men, we are guilty of this. We have this anxiety, this panic, this frustration. And one last one, jealousy. Jealousy. Now, because your fellow man is doing well, doesn't mean you can't do better. Because your fellow man is planning or has a big house, don't panic. Don't get frustrated about life. Pick yourself up and focus on your own ability of doing better. Don't give up on yourself. Don't feel, you know, frustrated about it. Because at the end of the day, we all starting a journey. We all have, you know, we've come from different background, we've come from different family. It's okay for us not to be on the same pace. It's okay for us not to, you know, to achieve the same thing at the same time. But that doesn't mean that's the end of the world for you. Pick yourself up as a man. Don't put yourself through stress, because that will definitely have an impact on your health. It will have an impact on, you know, the people around you. It will have an impact on, you know, the same goals you're trying to achieve. If you lose that focus, if you're stressed, you will definitely lose that focus, because then you won't sleep well. Then you will, you know, you don't want it to, you know, deteriorate your health as well. So these are the core complex, you know, emotions that a lot of us try to, you know, hide away. I know a few people that, you know, they just don't, you know, they complain, oh yeah, I've not achieved this, I've not achieved that. Brother, that's not the end of the world. As long as you are alive, trust me, there's a whole lot that could still be achieved. So we're just going to go on a quick break. When we come back, we have the convener of How Men. He's going to be telling us about the event coming up on the 20th of June. So, I mean, whatever questions you might have, you can actually send the question to us on TikTok or on Instagram at Speak Up with Ade or on Radio Africana. And, you know, so we'll join the convener of Our Men. You know, he's going to be speaking with us. So get your questions ready regarding the event on Saturday. And I'll leave you with this song with Omale with Alo.
Hello inside. I wake up but I know they feel. Your love don't vanish, now empty seat. I dey call you, you know they respond. Every heartbeat they be on. I give you all, you give me none. I dey cry slow, you dey gone. Every touch where I remember, my ghost way on forever. Hollow heart, hollow soul. Everybody lose control. I dey live but I dey die. Since you are gone, I know they hide. I dey hollow, I dey fall. Love and disappear, I know they at all. I dey call you, you no reply. Pain dey deep, tears dey fly. I dey hollow, inside me cold. Love don't end, story don't fold. I dey lost, I no get away. Hollow love dey stay. I dey smile, but he dey fake. I dey talk, but he dey ache. You a cargo, you no turn. My heart dey burn, my soul dey yearn. If loving you not my sin, I don't pay fools till I dating. Hollow love dey kill slow. Every step dey heavy though. Hollow heart, hollow soul. Every part dey lose control. I dey live but I dey die. Since you are gone, oh dey high. I dey hollow, I dey fall. Love don't disappear, I know dey at all. I dey call you, you no reply. Pain dey deep, tears dey fly. I dey hollow, inside me cold. Love don't end, story don't fold. I dey lost, I no get way. Hollow love dey stay. If I love again, I go wise. No more hollow for my life. Maybe one day I go heal, but today I dey feel. I dey hollow, I dey fall. Love don't disappear, I know they at all. I dey call you, you no reply. Pain dey deep, tears dey fly. I dey hollow, inside me cold. Love don't end, story don't fall. Hollow love they stay.
Inside. talk to nobody no more. It's like I just be in my head all day. Deep breath.
Deep breath. Deep breath. Deep breath.
I've been having conversations with myself lately. Ain't nobody else really understand me. I got people around, but it feel empty. Same room, still feel like they ain't with me. I remember nights I was broke, no lights. Now I got money, I still can't sleep at night. Funny how it changed, I got everything I wanted, but it don't feel like I thought it would. Honest, ain't complaining, I'm just saying how I feel. I done seen too much, it don't feel real. Lost people on the way, I still think about them. Made it out the hood, but I still dream about it. It's like I'm stuck in between who I was and who I am. Trying to balance all this pressure, I don't think they understand. I've been talking to myself, trying to figure it all out. Made it out, but I still feel lost. Even when I'm up right now, I got family depending on me, that's pressure. Every move that I make gotta be better. Can't slip, can't fall, can't mess up. Feel like the weight of the world on my chest, yeah. They see the wins, they don't see the cost. All the pain that I took, all the times I was lost. Smile through it, I ain't sure. Deep down I was fighting emotions I don't trust like I used to. Seen love turn fake, I had to keep my distance, play it careful. Everybody close ain't there for you. And I know I changed, I admit that. Pain did that, I ain't picked that. Life hit hard, I just hit back. But it left scars, I still feel that. I've been talking to myself. Late nights don't mean nobody. Even when I'm winning now, feel like something still missing. Sometimes I sit back and think about the old me. Wish I could tell them just wait, you gon' be free. But I ain't know it coming this way. All this money don't fix this pain. I lost parts of me on the way up. Had to let go just to stay up. Now I'm here, but I don't feel whole. Still trying to find what I lost.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Speak Up with Ade. That was Charles Generous with Conversation with Myself. That's a powerful song right there. And I think that's one of the things that we men need to start talking about, you know. And you know, we're so lucky and blessed to have someone so passionate and, you know, thoughtful to wanting to, you know, to have started this, if you know, this whole event coming up next week. And but I'm not going to say too much about it. I'll let, you know, him do the talking. So we have with us Mr. Wilson. Thank you, Mr. Wilson. He's the convener of Our Men. And I'll let him introduce himself. So welcome to Speak Up with Ade.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ade. Thank you for having me. Thank you. It's a pleasure, even though I'm a bit nervous. But yeah.
Oh, don't be.
I will get out of it very shortly. But yeah, thank you for having me. So
do you want to, you know, introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yes, Wilson Ogunlade. I'm a business development manager or consultant, I would say. That's not my day job, but yeah.
Okay. That's a bit of adverts. So we take note, producer. We need to charge him for that.
No, please don't. But yeah, I'll say that's my day job. But I think I've got greater passions now. Funny enough,
that's good.
I feel we've created a movement, a platform where us men can come together, have a safe space to be able to. Share our frustrations, communicate between each other, which I think is really important at the moment. I feel right now a lot of men are actually not speaking to each other. That's why actually I feel the tagline for your show actually resonates quite a lot with me, which is Speak Up. I feel men, we need to almost be like an organized situation to be able to perform really well.
That's right.
So yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's awesome. And thank you again for actually, you know, trying to build up that space for us. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
I think we definitely have, you know, synchronizing together in thought, which is quite good.
Yeah.
So so I guess that's what birthed Our Men.
Yes, Our Men. Okay. Yeah. So it's I saw it as a platform actually initially, where I see men coming in, getting information, leveling up, and then it moved to a community.
That's right.
And then in my head at the moment, and it seems like it's a movement.
Mm.
I feel it's absolutely a movement. I feel us men, we need to speak up about how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
Not just bottle things up, not suppress our emotions. Speak up how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
There's a stat that I saw, which is ridiculous, actually. Which actually, I'm part of it as well. Says 86% of African men are likely not to seek mental health.
I don't think that's actually right. I don't think there's no lie about
it. Just
that.
Mean it just 86% is ridiculous. It means like
it's sad.
No one is actually like the services are there.
Yeah, it's sad.
It means
it's
no sad. One is actually taking up the services. And I feel the platform bit of Our Men is to also show men that there's so many resources out there, there's so much information out there for you to be able to get access to. I feel like we don't give ourselves enough information. So if the platform is there, oh, this is the way I've done this, actually you can do this, these are the steps to be able to do this, and then you'll be able to get this.
Oh, awesome.
I feel that's really important. And
that's good. Yeah, that's really good. So are you, if I get it right, this is open to all men depending on their ethnicity, or what's your main target?
So African men, I'll say African men in the diaspora. Yeah.
So is that what your focus is?
Yeah, because
okay.
I feel the pain of people like myself. I have to be honest. Because there's so many resources there that we can tap into.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's like we're blindfolded in a way. And we almost need to lift the blindfold so we can actually, the resources are actually there. To be able to level up, to be able to get to the next stage. So,
Okay. That's quite good. So now let's talk about the launch.
Yes.
So what's the format of the launch? Like, what's the plan of the for the day?
Yes. So on the 20th, so I've been very intentional about this. So we're going to have like focused discussion groups within ourselves, and then we would have
keynotes. When you say discussion groups, is that like you split the groups into
So okay, we're gonna have separate groups.
Okay.
We're gonna have like we're gonna change, and then we're gonna have topics we're gonna talk about, our mini conversations where
I feel
every person has to chip in, really. Like you have to say something.
At least have everyone engaged.
Absolutely. That's the word, you know, be engaged in it. Have those conversations, and then also have keynote speakers as well.
Oh, that's actually going to be
beautiful.
My next
keynote
question.
Speakers that was speaking about family, that was speaking about money, speaking about spirituality,
good.
Technology as well.
That's good. Yeah.
And most importantly, actually, right now, the government.
the government.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Because I spoke to someone who is like actually someone who is really really close to the Manchester City Council.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me, funny, it was like, he looked at all the pillars and structure for Our Men. And he was like, do you know the government can actually, in the twinkle of an eye, just spoil everything?
Oh.
That why is it that we don't make a conscious effort to actually find a way to get into the government?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can start actually making change in that.
It's very interesting you said that, because I look at most, especially African community as well. I think mainly it's only one man that I know is involved in the government. Majority are women, like black women.
Yeah.
So which is a bit,
it's interesting.
It's a shame on us guys. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So if,
sorry to say.
So yeah, I think I want to be part of the government actually.
Well, I mean, as long as you're making the right policies for the right people, why not?
Yeah.
As long as you know the involvement is for people to, you know, do the right thing and put things in order. Yeah. So, which is quite good.
Yes.
So, oh yeah. So you've answered my next question. You said there will be, you know, many speakers there. So, now when you say, the question here is, who are your target audience? But yeah. I know you're saying you're focusing on African community in the diaspora, right?
Yeah.
So now, when you say African, is it like, what's the age?
To be fair, there's no age gap or there's no age limit, I should say.
Okay.
Because I believe we can all learn from each other.
Okay. So would you say someone within the, let's say, you know, for safety purpose, from 18 above?
Yes. Okay. Yes. All right. Yes. Absolutely.
So 18 and above would be good. Okay. All right. So now this is the thing for me. How do you intend to create your new connection between the men who attend the event? Like, you know, what that means is like, what's the follow up afterwards? Yeah. How do you intend to connect with them afterwards?
I think on the day itself, the sort of discussions we'd have.
Right.
I feel they're really important.
Okay.
The conversations that I feel that we need to have around finance, around family and things. And then the platform bit as well. I think this is where it comes on as well, where it's an interactive platform where we all have access to it. We're able to share our experiences through it. This is what I'm going through.
Right.
What can help me? It's almost like SOS sort of platform, I would say, right now.
It's, but it's good.
So yeah, the platform really will be there to be able to connect us all together as we go in. And also, we might look at it as a SOS platform, but I look at it as a platform where if I've got a project that I need executing, like, you know, quickly, I can be on the platform and say, wow, so what are the guys who've got the skills, you know, within the house, we're able to, you know, execute projects as quickly as possible.
So if you... Is this more of business wise, or I know you did mention this family?
It's not business,
right?
But I feel there will be an opportunity for business
in there as well.
Because my need right now might not be I am hurting.
True
my
that.
Need might be True. My business is actually hurting.
True,
and I need
True.
Someone who's got enough business knowledge or who's got financial knowledge to be able to help me. So it's not necessarily about business, but if the opportunity is there to be able to execute projects, definitely.
Why not?
If the skills are there, why not? Why go out there and pay ridiculous fees when
I have people that
in our staff, Virtual will be able to give you discounts and things.
So, I think one of the things I love about your tagline when I was going through your website was the never walk alone. I don't like Liverpool as well. I'm a Chelsea fan, so what do you really mean by that? Is it like you want to kind of?
I love that tagline because there's in a group, there's always going to be a solution to a problem.
That's
so I used to have a record label back then. And then my
man of many talents, that's good.
My sort of project lead then used to tell me, like, we need to have a band. It has to be a band, because if one person is not loved, the other person will be loved. If he's not loved, another person. And that's the way, sort of, in a group situation, no matter how hard the problem is, there would be one person who would have the light bulb moment. They'll be like,
true,
we need to go about it this way.
True.
So that's the thing, like, the community will always be there. And I feel later on also would be assigning people to mentors. So you want to be able to build like a property portfolio. Fine, this is a mentor you can
speak to.
You know, you want to be able to, I don't know, be a fashion.
Whatever you decide to get into, at least you have mentors. Would you say this is like your long-term vision for our
end? Definitely. That's the long-term goal. We're currently looking at mentors right now. People will definitely align with our men.
So do you have them in place already, or you're still
we've got one of them speaking on Saturday as well. Okay. So
all right, that's good. I mean, I have one very important question.
Wow.
Is now with the audience coming in,
yes,
how are you willing to go deep with, you know, with the audience and the topic that will relate to their emotional health? because that's very very important.
Yeah.
To, you know, to me as a person, because you know, and it still, you know, relates to what you're saying in terms of, you know, your business, your relationship, your, you know, regardless. But because how do you intend to, you know, connect this with, you know, people?
I think it's almost like a jigsaw. One thing can't solve it.
Right.
So it's like different things. So like I said at the beginning of the show, I've been very intentional about every aspect of the program. So when we're talking about communication, we're really going deep. Because emotional health or emotional, how would I say, awareness, I should say, is quite important, because we do ignore or we do suppress our emotions quite a lot. And I feel it's very important that we know how to understand. I think you also said it earlier, we need to also understand the difference between sadness and fear. You know, difference between joy and happiness. There's so many emotions that we go through that we almost just bundle it into one. And I feel the activities we're going to be doing that day would sort of help us to be able to start understanding these different things, and what we do also affect
those things,
you know, quite a lot as well.
That's that's quite good. I'm really happy about that. So are there, like, are you the only one, or there's a, there are partners? Or
I'm the, what I call it, the person of interest.
Oh, person of interest.
But there's quite a lot of people, you know, in the background working quite a lot.
Okay, that's quite good.
Which you would actually see on Saturday.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So yeah, it's an exciting time, really. It's an exciting time. That's good. And I really hope people do register owlmen.com, owlmenhq on Instagram as well to register. There are quite a lot of big things
to happen. Coming,
yeah.
Oh, right. That's quite good. And yeah, to the listeners, we definitely, I'll be there definitely, and I'll come with my packs as well.
That's good.
And yeah, we'll be there. And you know, just go on howmen.com and, you know, register. It's free. You don't have to pay for it. You know, this is something that, you know, we don't get to see all the time. And, you know, someone has championed it. So why don't we just embrace it for us to have an opportunity to sit down and actually, you know, get together, communicate, you know, speak up about, you know, whatever issue you might be going through, businesses, career-wise, technology you mentioned, you know. So there's quite a lot that, you know, we can achieve from this. So also one thing, food. We need to speak about that.
There'll be loads of food, loads and loads of food. We've got an amazing chef.
Okay, that's good. See. See,
I'm not just a cook, a chef.
A chef, exactly. Now, see, that's an experience right there.
Yeah, so I just want everyone to be comfortable that day, because I feel once you're comfortable, you're able to start unpacking
things. So, that's good. Yeah, so thank you so much, Mr. Wilson. We really appreciate you. We're just gonna go on, a music break. This is Second Life by Dark and Sexy. So when we come back, then, you know, we'll wrap it up for the day.
The no vacancy sign under broken red glow. My wedding ring fell heavy on the window below. My husband thinks I'm working late, a lie I told. Your hand on my skin, a story getting old. Heartbeat like thunder against a cheap wall. Forgot my own name, forgot my own life. Just this moment, escaping being a wife. Blackout made me lose my hope. My breath gets shallow, your name on my tongue. Every touch of your where I'm falling undone. Forget the kids' school, forget the bills due. Just this moment lost inside of you. Don't wanna think, don't wanna break, no. Just wanna get lost in this release.
Yeah, thank you guys. Yeah, that was Drew Clinton with Waiting on You and Dark and Sexy with Second Life. So guys, we'll be waiting on you on Saturday. You know, join us for the program, the launch of Our Men. It'll be really, really interesting to see everyone. Let us come together, you know, let's gather together and, you know, communicate, you know, talk about, you know, real life issue, you know, how we can support one another and how we can, you know, lift one another up. You know, it'll be really nice to see everyone there. So just to cap the series for tonight, just to let you guys know, anger is not the only emotion that, you know, we men go through. You know, there are quite a lot of other emotions that, you know, we tend to avoid talking about. And I just want to, you know, speak to us tonight. And as we close up tonight, I want you to actually do something. You know, think, just take some few minutes after the program. Think about, you know, yourself. Have a real conversation with yourself. What are the emotions that you are dealing with at the moment? You can come back, you know, since we have the opportunity to gather next week, Saturday, let's talk about it. Or you can send me, you know, a message on Instagram at Speak Up With Ade, on TikTok, you know, same handle, Speak Up With Ade. You know, let's have a real conversation. Let's talk. Let's lift one another up. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday. And till then, stay safe and stay blessed. And join us next week again, same time, 8 p.m. on Radio Africana. Have a good night. Shalom.
Baby, you there for my mind, oh. Every night I dey try to unwind, oh. But the memory choke it about, oh. Still I'm holding on, holding on, holding on. Girl, your shadow dey follow me walk, oh. Every step you dey enter my heart. I know fi run, I know fi hide. Still I'm holding on, holding on, holding on. And I've been falling slowly. You know my body and soul dey for you only. If you go leave, I beg, tell me softly. Tell me softly. Tell me softly. Baby, do me softly. Cause my heart dey break, but it be for you still. If you go, no rush me. Hold my hand and talk to me slowly. Oh, softly, softly. No break me finish. Do I'm softly. Do I'm softly. It a pain, but I still want your touch. Even though you don't need me as much. Girl, you sweet like sunrise on my front. Still I'm holding on, holding on, holding on. I dey smile but it get wet in the body. All the love where we share still dey haunt me. If you end, I beg, no turn your back on me. Just hold me. Hold me. And I've been falling slowly. You know my body and soul dey for you only. If you go leave, I beg, tell me softly. Tell me softly. Tell me softly. Baby, do me softly. Cause my heart they break, but it be for you still. If you gonna rush me, put my hand and talk to me slowly. Oh, softly, oh, softly. No break me finish. Do I'm softly. Do I'm softly. Yeah. Your love did the fire way warm my chest. But sometimes it they burn me, they make me sweat. If you ever leave, no leave me with regret. Just whisper, say you no forget. Softly, softly. Baby, if you go, do I'm softly. Do I'm softly. Softly.